Patricia's personal and private voice journal entry number 1476. This week I realized that part of being a real performance artist is facing the hard truth. If a clone does a one-entity show and nobody comes to see it, did it really happen? Yes. Yes, it did. I think. Oh, God. Note to self. You not only have to tell people about your art, but then you have to beg, borrow, and blackmail them to come. But at least I recorded it and sent it to a handful of critics. Critics love that kind of thing, right? Watching a pre-taped show with an empty audience? All I need now is a few good quotes from the online theater blogs, and then I can make a snazzy new poster and remount the show. That's how people decide to spend their evenings, right? By noticing a colorful poster while they're out and about doing their human things? Wait, what's this? Just because I'm gone from the bunker doesn't mean you aren't disappointing me somehow. Make sure you kill my evergreen plants and don't forget the transmission. Oh God, the transmission. You know, these guys keep cranking out shows even though they can't guarantee anyone's listening, right? Maybe I should just make a podcast. That way you can't see when nobody's listening. Okay, let's see here. Okay, here we go.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. I am Usador, and today we shall be delving into the strange and arcane as we learn the secrets of how magic came to be. Yes, dear listener, every secret you've ever wondered about Foon shall be revealed in this very episode. But first, let me throw it to my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Aw, yeah, baby. And speaking of magic, I am a shapeshifter. Look, I'm a cricket. Hee-hee.
Oh,
look at me now. I'm a smaller cricket. Wow, what range.
Oh, that's incredible. And any moment now, we'll tell you all the secrets of being a shapeshifter. But first, let me introduce our third co-host. None other than that man from another world. A mystery yet to be solved. Oh, the key to everything that we must...
Usador?
Eh?
What? Actually, you know how Arnie got stabbed several times?
Yes.
I actually put him on a medical sled that Scoot Booby is carrying. And, you know, Scoot Booby's not a strong dog.
Right.
So it might be a little bit before Arnie catches up.
Okay. Well, I suppose that we can just delve into the secrets of the ages then.
Ooh, can you vampire? You know how sometimes when we stall for time, you talk about when you were a vampire? Can you do that now?
Sure, I can. I'd be happy to. When I was a vampire, how I did thirst for blood. Oh, the incredible desire
Hello
to drink.
From the Magic Tavern.
I already did
a
that. I already did that. Get
the
hell over here.
Land of food.
Idiot. Here, let's just pull him over here. If he's going to be like that. Come on. Here we are. And my third co-host, that mystery from another world, yet to be solved, the key to everything, and the one who may finally help us defeat the Dark Lord himself, Arnold Kneecamp.
Wait, let me jump on your shoulder here, Arnie, and okay. I'm going to say that you're a real boy. And
oh.
Now you're a real host, too. And now
oh,
you can
thank
start.
You. I just wanted to thank you for that great introduction. It's Arnie.
Oh, yes, sorry.
Well, back to magic, I guess.
Back in the days of lore, there was such great power coursing through the universe, and then it began to coalesce as the goddesses decided there must be a form to this universe, and they did look upon what they had wrought and thought that perhaps a magical... I assumed one of you would cut me off.
Oh, I'll cut you off. Let me play my back legs like a violin.
The goddesses were very... Oh, yes,
listen
that's very
Listen to that
loud.
Sound. Isn't that fun? Like a
that's
little
fun.
Chirp. Little, I always thought crickets made a chirp from their mouth. I guess they're doing it with their legs. Talk about magic.
Arnie.
Yeah?
I've been very worried about you since you were stabbed multiple times.
I just keep getting stabbed. Honestly, frankly, it feels like a thread being pulled through this whole season. And I appreciate that it gives the season a real integrity, but at the cost of me being stabbed so many times.
I don't want to be rude or anything. And Arnie, you're my best friend, but I have to say that you have a very stabbable face.
Well, luckily, I have yet to be stabbed in the face. But yeah, I mostly get stabbed in like the tummy.
Well, it's early in the episode. Well, that's why I've decided to bring you here, out to the outskirts of Northeastia, to this witch's hut, where I have heard that there is a practitioner of magic. Oh, arcane and mystical powers of the yesteryear that may finally cure you once and for all, Arnie. And make your face less stabbable.
Wait, hold on. What are we here to fix?
You, just sort of in general.
Just fix me?
Yeah, kind of, you know, take off the rough edges.
Hey, listen, if you're here for the witch, you got to get in line, buddy, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was a line.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm the beginning of the line, and you're the end of the line.
Oh, very well then. My apologies.
So sorry. I'm a big believer in lines, so I would not cut.
Okay, good. Then we're going to get along.
Arnie Usador, I can't tell when that boy said, you're the end of the line. Was that a threat? In that Northeastia accent, I can't tell because he kind of gesticulated his fist at us.
Oh, well, let me find out. Excuse me, boy, may I ask you a question?
Hey, boy? You call me a boy? Listen, I'm in a gang, all right? You mess with me, you're going to mess with all of us.
Well, I only see you around. Are they here?
Okay, no. Currently, I'm the only gang member right here, right now.
Okay.
But we have an established social network, okay?
Oh, well.
Do you mind if I ask? Does your gang have, like, a name?
Yeah, my gang's got a name. Okay, we're called the Snake Teeth.
Ooh, can I offer a suggestion for your social network, the Snake Teeth?
Yeah.
Drop the.
So just Snake Teeth?
Yeah, drop the.
Oh, it is cleaner.
Can I ask why you chose teeth over fangs? Like, is that like a choice?
Listen, all right, I didn't name the gang, all right? So don't come after me about, Snake Teeth. Oh, why aren't you called the Snake Fangs, right? That's like the teeth are called, so.
That sounds just like Arnie.
Yeah, right? This is pretty good, right?
That was very like, good.
I didn't see it.
Why not the Snake Fangs?
I got stabbed in the tummy.
Did this guy get stabbed?
Oh, yeah, right in the tummy.
Oh, he looked like a kind of guy who gets stabbed.
He has a very stabbable face. We've established.
Very stabbable. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I've thought about it a couple times just in the last minute or so.
In the last minute?
Well, you know, you're in a street gang, you stab a lot of people.
The Snake's Teeth are a street gang?
Oh.
Sorry. Snake Teeth are a street gang?
Yeah, you see, it sounds better when you say Snake Teeth. Yeah, Snake Teeth, yeah, we're a street gang here in Northeastia, so yeah, we get around, okay?
Well, young man, I hate to trouble you, but if you look down beneath your feet, you'll notice that you're in pure forest.
Okay, all right. You're a real wise guy, huh? You're a trio of wise guys, all right? I know I'm not in the city right now, okay? I'm out here because I'm trying to talk to the witch.
Have you visited the witch before? What do you know of her? Please share.
Well, there's rumors around town.
Yes?
That she can get you anything you want for a price.
Oh.
Okay?
Wow.
So, you know.
Anything at all?
Yeah, her name's Cordelia Stampot, and she'll get you anything your heart desires, but you might pay a terrible price.
Oh, a terrible price.
Yes, young man. Speaking of names, what is thine?
You're looking at Numbers Marlowe right here.
Numbers Marlowe, wow.
That's right.
Numbers, it is a pleasure to meet thee. I must ask, have you heard anything else about the witch? I'd heard that she could do many magical feats too, but everything I heard was so vague. I don't know what her price is, so I've brought all the gold that I could carry.
Oh, see, now that's a good idea. You know, I didn't get a lot of information about how much this was going to cost, so, you know, I brought a bunch of stuff to barter with, but I'm a pretty shrewd negotiator here. You don't get a name like Numbers Marlowe and get soaked in a deal. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, your parents didn't name you Numbers Marlowe?
Does Numbers sound like a name that parents are like, oh, what should we call him? Ooh, what should his name be? Ooh, Numbers. How about Numbers? Ooh, should it be Letters? That's my gang name, okay?
Oh.
I was given that name.
Oh my gosh, it's happening. Numbers, can we pay? Let me change into a badger here. Sorry to alarm you, I'm a shapeshifter.
Okay, pretty cool.
Can you give us street gang names?
Listen, I can only give you a gang name if you join Snake Teeth.
Quick huddle. Yeah. Should we join this street gang?
I'm not much of a joiner.
Chunt?
Yeah, I say yes. For the names only, if not for just today.
Yeah, just for the names. Arnie, you're out.
It's true. When are you ever going to get an opportunity to get a name in this podcast?
Numbers, I have decided to rush your street gang. So please begin
hazing. What, you coming at us? You want to throw down with the snake teeth?
Oh, if you wish to battle me, know that you stand before a wizard born capable of great feats of magic unlike those you have e'er seen.
Okay, that sounds pretty tough, but you said you were going to rush me, so I thought you were going to come at me, and so, you know, I got ready to rumble, all right? That's why I've been snapping over here.
I see. I thought it was like joining a fraternity, and you had to, there was like a rush week to get into the street gang. But I see that I have misunderstood now and that we must dance fight instead.
Hey, maybe in Capital City that's how street gangs work, but not around here.
Damn. Man, Numbers, isn't my friend Usador, isn't he being a real feisty Lakish?
Okay, see, I see what you're doing here. You're trying to make the name happen.
It just seemed like that's what you were going to say.
Okay. All right, we'll see. Feisty Lakish, you got a real naming way about you.
Oh, you
have you named before?
Once or twice. I mean, I know some secret names, but...
Secret names, all right. Got a tough guy here, but Feisty Lakish, that's pretty good. I've heard a lot worse.
Thank you. Yeah, I am pretty tough. You know, I had an egg child that I lost, and then I lost two kids I was babysitting, and
I'm so sorry to interrupt, Chuck.
Yeah?
You lost the kids you're babysitting?
Yeah, I don't know where they went.
Oh, that's not good.
I woke up, they had stolen my tail, and they were just gone.
They stole your tail?
Yeah, look.
Turn around. Holy shit.
Whoa.
My butt looks like my front.
Oh, no. We must put this on hold for a moment.
Okay, all right.
The door just opened by itself.
All right, just a reminder, I'm in the front of the line. You're behind
me.
Oh,
yes.
That's okay. The most amazing thing I've seen since I've been in this magical world.
Arnie, no cutting, no cutting.
Hello? Hi. I'm Cordelia Stampot. Welcome. Who here is first in line?
Okay, that's me, all right?
'Tis my good friend Numbers. Please service him first, and then I shall take my place as second in the line.
And I'll be third. My name is Chunt for now. And then my friend Arnie, he's in the medical sled behind me. Arnie, sit up. Wave hello.
Hi, I'm last. And honestly, I'm okay with that. If someone else comes, I'll also probably let them go in front of me.
Was that a name? Arnie, sit up? Was that a
no,
name
but,
for him?
Oh, that might not be bad.
That's not bad. I you got a real knack for this. Has anyone
Thank
ever
you.
Told you that?
Wow, maybe that's my name. Knack.
Knack. Yeah. Oh, even that's good. All right, we might have to talk after I get done with my dealings here, because... Honestly, we could use a namer. The guy who named me Numbers Marlowe is long gone. Okay. Sorry. Miss Stampot, hello. I am Numbers Marlowe. I'm a member of Snake Teeth. We're a street gang. I have come to enlist your services. Okay?
All right. That's a lot of emotional backstory. Just tell me what you want.
Okay. Great. Straight to the point. I love it. I need Snake Teeth to be the biggest street gang in Northeastia, okay?
The biggest, you say?
That's right, yeah.
Now, careful how you word these things. If you say biggest, she might just make all of your, like, limbs really big.
Oh.
Do you want to have the most members or the greatest influence? You have to think these things through.
We have someone here who's very litigious,
Yes.
If you want the most members, don't say most members, because then you might have a ton of dicks.
Yeah, no, I see where you... Yeah, that's a problem. Okay. What I'm saying is, to be perfectly clear, thank you guys, to be perfectly clear, I need the Snake Teeth to be the most powerful street gang in Northeastia.
All right, that's pretty good.
All right, yeah, yes, no, okay, that feels well negotiated. Let me just, okay.
Hey, listeners, play along at home. Can you spot any loopholes in his wishes?
I just spotted one. Numbers, buddy. You said the Snake Teeth.
Oh, no.
Now the Snake Teeth are going to be the most powerful gang, but you've changed your name to Snake Teeth.
Ah.
You just helped your rivals.
Our rivals, the Splinter Gang, the Snake Teeth, of the ones who didn't like the fact that we changed to Snake Teeth?
I have to assume.
Oh, listeners, boy. If you hear Numbers make a bad wish, yell, no, Numbers, no.
All right. I'm getting this. I'm going to get this perfect this time. I need Snake Teeth to become the most powerful gang in Northeastia.
And what are you willing to part with to make this happen.
Yeah. No. So I got this little bag of coin. Okay, not interested.
No, bad.
Okay, bad seems unnecessary. Bad.
I mean, if you have a bag of coin, never call it a little bag That's of coin. True. Nobody wants a little bag of coin. Even if you have one coin, just say I have a bag of coin.
Yeah, that's a good point. Objectively, that's a good idea. Okay. All right. Okay. I have this ring stolen from the house of a noble woman. Note the glittering gem that sits atop it.
Wow. Boring.
Okay. Not great. Perhaps we shall deal with things immaterial. I have secret knowledge of a number of members of the Northeastia City Council and their predilections they get up to in the red light district in town.
My interest is piqued, but okay. I don't want to trade for that, no.
I'm trying to think, I've got to trade for that. Oh.
Ms. Stampot, do you have like a menu or something where we can just look and see what the prices are?
All right, listen, I just wanted to see who's going to offer. There's only one thing I want.
Oh.
Oh, well, that sort of simplifies this whole thing. What are you looking for?
I want your soul.
Okay.
Wow.
I did sort of think it might go that direction. I am prepared to offer one half of my soul.
Oh, one half, you say?
That's right.
That's a deal!
That happened so fast. That happened right in front of us. You didn't even have to sign anything.
That was wild. Yeah. Numbers, are you all right?
I think I'm okay. It felt weird. I didn't like it, but...
This is a binding verbal contract, and you're all witnesses, so...
Oh, all right.
I verbally signed my name.
Do you feel as if you have lost a part of yourself that can never be regained? That perhaps you'll never feel love the way you once felt love, or you'll never be able to completely eat a peach?
I mean, maybe. I haven't eaten a peach in a long time, so maybe.
Now that you mention it, I wonder if I've ever completely eaten a peach.
Yeah, I know. This feels sort of just like wasting time with fruit, you know what I mean?
Have you ever really eaten a peach?
Maybe. I don't know. What is with this guy? Is some kind of fruit guy or something? What the... listen, buddy, you know, I'll go eat a peach if you want me to, but I don't know that it's going to be some transcendent experience like you're asking me for.
I don't need you to do that right now, but the next time a peach is before thee, take the time to truly appreciate it.
All right. Okay. Let me tell you something, though. I know that Snake Teeth has become the most powerful gang.
It's true. The horses that your gang rides are now the most powerful horses.
Wait a minute. That's not really what I asked for.
That is what you asked for. You said you wanted the most powerful gang.
More horsepower. Now you can race for pink slips.
Oh my gosh. That's like a slant rhyme version of irony. It's like not completely like nail on the head, but like you can make an argument for it.
I got to interpret it how I wanted.
To be perfectly honest, fast horses is like, it's kind of a big deal in the street gang world, you know?
Oh, fast horses. Fast horses would be a good name for a street gang.
I mean, there's a gang called the Quick Horses, but their naming game is like...
Now, perhaps what you'd want to do is barter the other half of your soul to get your wish correct.
Well, it sort of feels like you took advantage of the first half. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Hmm.
Okay.
She makes a lot of skeksy sounds, I've noticed. Yeah, I don't know if that means anything.
A lot of chirps.
What does that mean, Skeksy? I've never heard that word.
It's an earth word.
Now be careful here, Numbers, for if you barter away the other half of your soul, then you will have no soul at all.
Oh, yeah, that's no good. No, I can't do that. Okay.
Also,
okay,
aren't you going twice? Shouldn't the line kind of rotate? Yeah,
but the transaction is not yet complete.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. We've got time.
Also, Numbers, I like to apologize. Usador's this way whenever we're standing behind anyone at any, like, marketplace or something. He really gets involved in their transaction.
He's a real, like, backseat shopper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Sometimes people are shopping for eels, and I'm like, don't pay 8 coins for those eels when you can pay 6.
8 coins for an eel? No, absolutely not.
Hold on, you?
Me?
Yeah, you introduced yourself as a friend of his. You're just standing behind him in line?
I am a friend to every man, woman, and child in Foon.
Yeah, it's Feisty Lakish.
Yes, it's me, Feisty Lakish, as I am known to the street gangs of Northeastia.
Okay.
It sounds like you gave yourself that nickname.
You know what? For his help thus far, I am granting him preliminary membership into Snake Teeth.
Hell yes!
Damn.
And your name is Feisty Lakish.
Must be nice. Cordelia, can I just say, when I heard Witch's Hut, I had a mental image, and you have a beautiful, sprawling, five-bedroom, three-bath that I was just stunned by. Being in line, I just want to say, gorgeous home.
You can get a lot when you move outside the city, you know.
What is this quote-unquote hut sit on? Is this like 20 acres?
Wow, you have an impeccable eye. It is 20 acres. I don't really know what to do with all of it. I tried to grow a garden, but you shouldn't plant mint, you know? It just takes over the whole thing.
Oh, you should open up a land S&S. They're all the rage. Arnie, a land S&S is on your land. You build a shit and sleep where people can rent out the space. They can shit there. They can sleep there. You shouldn't always sleep where you shit, but, you know, to each your own. But it's a lot of tourists who come to Northeastia might want to stay outside the city.
I mean, Northeastia famous for its S&Ss.
Have you ever thought about growing a peach tree? Really growing a peach tree?
Can't say it's ever crossed my mind.
I'm going to ponder that for a while.
Lakish, what is it with the peach? How often is this guy eating peaches? He's talking about this all the time.
What do you mean? Just because I have a peach right here.
I see what's going on. Okay, it all makes sense now. Usador, buddy, why didn't you just say something? He doesn't want to be Feisty Lakish. He wants to be Feisty La Peach.
Okay, yep, you're right. Your name is rescinded. Your membership is done.
What?
I'm re-adding you under a new provisional membership, and your name is Feisty LaPeach.
Ah, I've done it. Again, I am victorious.
Okay, but Cordelia, I will take that second wish, but once again, I offer you half of my remaining soul.
I like the sound of that. What's the wish?
You, at that point, would have 75% of my soul.
Three quarters.
Yeah.
No, wait, no. I want half of your soul.
No, you're getting half of the half. You're getting half of the remaining half, so that's one quarter. So you'd have 75% of the soul.
But of the soul he has left, you are getting half.
You would have a majority stake in my soul at that point.
Sure, but I don't operate in majority. I need the full soul.
Why do you need the full soul? What do you do with them?
I shouldn't say, but if you're curious, I'm happy to tell you.
No, I'm very, really very curious. By the way, this is all being recorded for a podcast.
Oh, yeah. Ethically, I should let you know that. This is all being recorded.
Before you admit to some terrible crime.
Oh. Okay. Well, verbally, I consent. And that's binding. Now, why don't we step inside the hut and I'll show you what I do with the souls.
Ah, excellent.
Oh, all right. Wow. Okay.
It's an inside thing she does with the souls. It's a clue.
That means it doesn't make a mess because she'd do it outside. That was the case.
It's beautiful in here. Oh, I love what you've done with the place. Such bold use of color.
Thank you. You know, I wasn't sure about the amethyst, but it's grown on me.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's good.
Yay, 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 yay.
Wow, you have a four yay?
Is these four souls you've imprisoned, they just say yay every time you come into the four yay here?
I'm so glad you noticed. So, yes, that's what I do with the souls. I put it into all my furniture.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
It adds a bit of personality to the place.
Sure. Literally, you're adding all sorts of characters to the place. Do you ever have trouble sleeping at night, though, when you hear the screams of these tortured souls trapped in your furniture?
No.
No? Okay.
Okay.
I stopped drinking caffeine after 2 p.m. That helps.
Sure. Yeah.
This chair here has a little label here, a little placard. It says it's a Papa Sean chair.
Papa Sean, he's the old leader of the Snake Teeth.
Do you want to know what he wished for?
Yeah.
He wished to change the gang from Snake Fangs to Snake Teeth.
Why?
Wow.
I don't even remember that it was named the Snake Fangs. Why did he wish for it to be teeth instead of fangs?
To prove a point.
Yeah, you know, honestly, that sounds like Papa Sean. That's exactly something he would do.
It's a weird thing to lose your soul over. Like, is there any kind of system within the formerly Snake Fangs to change the name?
You know, I'd really have to consult the bylaws. It's one of those things where you're going to need more than a simple majority. You need a supermajority. So it's kind of a big deal to do it. So it sort of doesn't surprise me he would just come here and be like, I'm going to burn the wish. We're going to change the name.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could try to do it during reconciliation, but that's just going to cause a whole host of other problems as well.
Yeah. It's honestly, this was probably the simplest way to just get it done, you know? So
it only cost him his soul.
Sure.
Arnie, what are you doing with your soul?
I mean, everything, I think.
Everything?
You think?
Now, you, the stabbable face, you don't...
See?
You don't have all of a soul left. I mean, looking at you, ugh, you've done some bad deals.
Yeah, I've been through a lot. You know, I hate to make this about myself, but I'm from another world, and I've been trapped in this world for a while, and I've had so many misadventures, and you know what? Maybe in a way I have lost little bits of myself. Mostly through being stabbed, though. Like, I've been stabbed a bunch of times.
Literal pieces of himself.
Yeah, literal pieces of myself. Mm. I don't know, though. How do I know how much soul I have?
Oh, step on the scale.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I gotta get up off of this medical sled.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's not good.
That's a bad sit-up. Oof.
We really should have someone changing your bandages. Mm. It's a nasty smell.
Terrible form, terrible
form. Yeah, I don't think we can call him Arnie Sit-Up. That was... Because people are going to make him do it when they hear that's his name, and it's going to be bad. Yeah.
Call him Crunches.
Here's the worst part, and maybe this doesn't come across to you listeners. Like, I am stabbed, and I am hurt, and I am slowly walking across this hut, and everyone else is just fucking standing there criticizing the way that I'm walking.
Well, you're dripping a lot of blood on the floor.
And yet you retain that grasp on that microphone so firmly, I just...
I need the microphone. It's my connection to my dear listeners. And how else will I know if numbers is making a bad wish?
What's that little glowy box dragging behind you?
Oh, that's my laptop. I've been just dragging it around behind me.
Yeah, you think you're in rough shape. Man, that thing has really seen better days, I assume. They're not supposed to look like that.
Cordelia, numbers, can I be honest with you? We just let Arnie think that he's recording this show because it makes him feel like he's got something to do.
Okay.
And very often we're sort of like, we're carrying the weight of going on our great quest to destroy all of evil. Mm. And, you know, it just makes him feel like he's part of the team. So if you could just, you know, help play along with that, that'd be great.
Oh, Usador.
Yes?
You know when I was hurt last week, did you get something else to put in the podcast feed instead of an episode from us?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I had a flower did something, let's say.
Ah, believable.
Man, Usador, you are carrying so much of the weight of the show, we should call you Levon Helm. Sorry, that's a joke I heard Arnie say once.
Mm-hmm, I get it.
Me too.
I'm in the cold here. But you know what this reminds me of? There's a member of the snake thief that we call Calla Three Fingers. She's actually only got two fingers. But she got really upset when she lost the three fingers, so we call her Three Fingers to make her think, like, oh, maybe I still got three fingers, but she only got two.
Is it possible that name makes her think she's going insane?
I mean, yeah, but street gang, it's a rough life. Mm-hmm. If you can't handle the disparity between two or three fingers, you're never going to make it.
Yeah, yeah, Arnie, you've never been in a gang, but it's a lot of rocking and rolling. You know how it is.
Yeah, see, this guy gets it.
Get on the damn scale!
Okay. Oh, Arnie, you just crushed that fish.
I wasn't supposed to step on this thing?
We were supposed to step on the scale, but you stepped on the fish's head.
Oh, okay.
Weightfish have a very specific part of their body where the scales lay flat, where they can read how much of your soul is intact, how much your soul weighs, but you just stepped on its head.
I don't even know if it's going to be able to say anything once you step on the right part.
I'm sorry, by the way, if I broke your fish.
Get off of them!
Okay, all right.
If I had a gold coin for every time Arnie said, sorry about breaking your fish...
Sweet baby, are you okay? Speak to me.
Oh, he's fine. He's fine.
Oh, good, good.
Is that normal?
I think he was saying all, right? So Arnie has all his soul, surprisingly.
Oh.
I think I heard, he said all. See? Yeah.
Yep, that's about right. Okay.
You're doing all right, Arnie.
No, I'm feeling better about myself, except I'm all stabbed in the belly.
Chunt, why don't you get on that scale?
Oh, but I was sitting in this Reed Klein chair. Let me get up. Ooh, I kind of laid back too far in this Reed Klein. Ugh, okay, let me just step carefully on the fish right where the scales are meant to be. Okay, both feet down.
Almost.
Almost? Oh, one of my heels was off. Okay, let me scooch forward.
Oh.
Hell yeah.
All right, fine, my turn. I must have seven or eight of these damn things in here.
Error.
Yes, I have too many souls, and I can't read it.
Wait, did it say error or arrow?
Well, let me get on there again.
Error.
It's It's hard to tell. I could have been even less clear that time.
Oh, hold on. You have an arrow in your neck. Remember when we went through the forest and we ran into those hunters? You got hit, my man.
Oh. Here, let me just pull that out. Oh, I like the way this makes my voice sound. A little echoey.
It could also be an error if you've ever been a vampire, you know?
Oh, damn it.
If you've taken souls that way, it doesn't know how to add it up.
Mm-hmm. I was briefly a vampire, and then I died and I came back to life as Usador the slightly lighter blue. I barely remembered my life before, but not that much had happened.
Yeah, it's not going to be able to calculate that soul-wise. It's too complicated.
Yeah, that's all right. Numbers. Did you make your second wish yet?
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna get this right here. You're gonna get half of my remaining soul.
All right, let's get at it. Uh-huh.
But now I want the wish that I made last time. I want snake teeth.
Hold on, Numbers. I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right.
You've built so much tension. I think we should take a break, and then when we come back, we'll hear the wish.
Oh, yes. Okay. I know how he built. Oh, Trent's right. Numbers, say it like this. Say, I want snake teeth, too.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Okay. Yeah. I want snake teeth, too.
Wait, I thought we were going to go to break.
Damn it.
Arnie. Previously on Hello from the Magic Tavern.
I want snake teeth to be the most physically powerful gang in Northeastia.
I can do that for half your soul.
Okay, done. Whoa!
Done!
Oh, man. Well, she just gave me all these. I got like 10 times as many knives as I had before.
Physically, that's a lot more powerful than you were before. You had
that's
zero knives, and now.
What? One of them's taped to your shoulder, though. What's that going to do? How's
that
going to
help? I feel like if I lean the wrong way, I'm going to, like, take my ear off.
Right.
Oh, and I don't want to look a fast horse in the mouth, but a lot of those are also butter knives.
Oh, but you call this a wish? Granted, this is terrible.
Well, maybe. Maybe you want to barter again, huh?
Okay.
For half your soul?
Be careful, Numbers. If she's going to interpret physically that way, like, she could really do anything with it.
I'm going to listen to the guy who's been stabbed this many times, all right?
That's true. You just got a bunch of knives. Never mind.
Yeah, at the very least, I got a bunch of knives for my soul, and they didn't go inside me. They're on the outside. So, okay, for one half of my remaining soul, I'm talking about, like, we need to be, snake teeth is going to be physically powerful in their bodies, okay? Well, I'm talking, like, muscles. I'm talking ability to intimidate here, all right?
No way this can go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a perfect wish.
Okay, now, out of curiosity before I agree to this, because, I mean, the deal's good for me. I'm getting half your soul. Do they all know that you're out here bartering for their benefit?
No, but we got a big rumble tomorrow, and this is the edge that we need. We already got fast horses, which is going to help a lot, especially against the quick horses, because they're not going to see it coming. And I guess now we got a lot of knives, which is, again, not necessarily a bad thing, but not really what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But now, with this third wish.
Yeah, inside you want to be more powerful.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said in our bodies. I'm talking muscles.
Listeners, were you screaming?
Okay, here's half my soul. Take it.
Okay!
What is this?
Well, you know, there are a lot of ignored muscles in the body.
Oh, God.
You go to the gym and you think, like, oh, I'm going to work my tries and my buys, but you don't think about the important things like your core or your back muscles. You know, there's a muscle right here. You see where I'm pointing? Feel that? Mm-hmm. That's real strong. Look at him flexing here. Strong. Oh yeah. That's pulsating. Your posture has improved.
It's making me stand up really weird.
Yeah, exactly. Your posture's incredible.
It's so uncomfortable.
You look almost a foot taller.
Yeah, I guess I slouch a little bit.
No, you and your whole group all gonna walk so tall. It would actually be impossible for you to slouch now at this point.
Yeah, I'm trying to slouch, and my body won't let me do it.
Nope, impossible.
I can't believe I have to do this, but I'm gonna make one more wish, all right?
And then I will have half of your soul.
Yeah, only for half, okay?
Yeah, you'll have half of the remaining half. So now we're left, what, half, a 16th or something?
How many halves? Let's do the quick math.
When do I get to the whole soul? teach me to deal in fractions.
We're getting down pretty low here. I mean, you have like, what, 82.5% of my soul, I guess?
I'll have to trust you on that one. I wish there was a machine that would just do this for me.
Wait, Arnie's good at math. Arnie, so at first Cordelia took half his soul. Then she took another half. How much is that?
Most of it.
Oh, wow. They ought to call you numbers, Marlo.
Well, I could have had him step on the fish if I wanted to hear that answer.
Oh, yeah. Seven?
Arnie, why don't you lounge on
this one's good at math?
Yeah, it's like, is this what qualifies as good as math?
No, we were just making fun of him.
We were making fun of him. Arnie, why don't you lay down?
We're just meeting you for the first time. We're not in on these jokes.
Arnie, why don't you lay down on, what's the name here? Chase. Why don't you lay down on Chase?
This feels a little demoralizing. All right.
No.
Put your feet up on this man named Otto.
Okay.
His soul's in there. Yeah, just relax.
They save all their screaming for at night when I'm asleep.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, wait, that's rude.
No, I don't hear
but
it.
But do you find the screaming comforting? Because then it's probably a good thing.
Well, when it's all together, it's kind of like a white noise, you know?
Oh, that sounds kind of
it's
nice.
Like a wash.
Ah, yeah, okay.
And then it's just kind of a...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably good.
And then they're so tired by morning from all that screaming.
Yeah.
Quiet all day.
Quiet house. Wow. Yeah.
You got to figure it out, lady.
Now I just need to figure out how to get the rest of your soul.
Okay, all right. There's no way this one's going to go wrong, all right? I want Snake Teeth to be the smartest gang in Northeast DA. Yeah, right? Yeah.
I think.
And now I get the half of your soul?
Yeah, okay, yeah, all right.
Now everyone else is dumber.
That's, if you made all the gangs in Northeast DA dumber than us, that's good for us, to be perfectly honest with you.
This is terrible news for the three of us.
Where'd my tail go? Is this my front?
Wait. I'm the only one that didn't join the gang, so... Wait, did I? Oh, wait, it's working on me.
Feist of the Peach had a provisional membership, so they should be safe.
Ooh, but... I should be fine. Oh, what a relief.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I do have a knife taped to me, too.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Now we're talking. Also, you should have weirdly strong muscles in certain parts.
I was already ripped as hell.
All right, okay, listen. I just need to make sure that we win this rumble, okay? So...
Why didn't you just wish for that in the first place?
Okay, fine. I'll wish for that. Half the soul. Snake Teeth wins tomorrow's rumble. Misinterpret that, lady.
I'm going to think about it.
Hold on. Okay, yeah, fine. Think about it.
She's walking all around the hut, just kind of like, thinking it through.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like next to the soul-weighing fish, there's some rumble fish. Maybe you just grab some of those and beat up your opponent?
Well, yeah, maybe.
We can all sort of spitball this. Is there something in tomorrow that has like a double meaning?
It's like two morrows, maybe. There's like rumble that happens like the day after. Something
when you've
like
already
that.
Lost tomorrow's rumble. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice try. We're just going to take these rumble fish, just mess around with the wrestler, all right?
So that's it? We're done?
Unless you can offer me a straight wish, okay? Because I'm tired of this half measures stuff.
Me too.
Okay, fine.
Numbers, I think you might have to give up other remaining half of your soul, the piece that's left. And then she would have your whole soul.
Yeah, also use one of those knives to cut the sexual tension. Am I right?
You think so? You think I got a shot here?
Look, he could be talking about any combination of people in this room right now.
I have been talking about peaches a lot.
I'm 367 years old and have absolutely no interest in a boy.
All right, fine.
Oh, you look good for 367.
Thank you.
I'm roughly the same age, about the
No, life. You?
Yes,
no.
Can you believe it? Look at it. Yes, you're...
Wow.
I think you're really carrying it well.
And you are ripped as hell.
Yes, thank you.
Can I just say that a lot of times you hear or you read that there's no spells for witches over 367, but I just want to say that you are very impressive.
You know, I think it's all this country air, you know? Once I got out of Northeastia, just felt different, tighter.
Yeah, keeping it tight.
Yeah.
The city is very cruel to anyone over 300. I sort of don't know how people of that age live in this. It's, you know, it's just not accessible. It's, I don't know.
Do you mind me asking, Cordelia, what were you up to as a city witch?
Mostly selling slimming teas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, take a sip and you lose weight?
Oh, yeah. You lose a lot. Not just weight, but, you know, a lot of emotional baggage.
Oh.
You feel a lot lighter, emotionally and physically.
Was it one of those sort of cursed teas where you kept getting thinner and thinner and thinner until there was nothing left of you? You literally just disappeared?
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
No. Because then who would come and buy more tea?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Good point. Good point.
So it was one of those poison teas where anyone who drinks the tea is telling everybody, you got to drink this tea. It's amazing.
Right.
Oh, it's changed my life.
Yeah, there was real proof in the product. People said word of mouth that it was good because it was good.
Although I've heard that before, that it was good. I tried one of those plain white teas and I had a sip. And for one sip, it was great. But then I just didn't drink it ever again. And I don't know where it went.
You know what else I can't just get into? Mushroom coffee. Why?
Oh, I don't know either, honestly.
It's like, what's wrong with regular coffee?
Right.
Oh, Yusidor, have you tried bean piss? It wakes me up every morning. Gotta have my bean piss.
That's what that smell is.
No, I think that smell is you.
Is that me?
Yeah, that smell is you.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, I can confirm that smell is you. That smell is not bean piss. I wish that smell was bean piss. Okay, the rumble, the day after today, we win. The snake teeth win. Half my soul.
Numbers, careful. She could assume that you're saying Rumble, R-U-M, second word, B-O-W-L.
Oh, nice try, Cordelia. We are going to win the famous Rumbles of Northeastia.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It does sound good.
They're so good. They're fantastic.
They're really a holiday treat, though, and this is not the season for it.
Oh, damn it. I was going to impose and say, could I get a Rumble, please?
Well, if you wanted to wish for one, of course.
He could. All right, take half of my. I'll get him a Rumble.
Half your sofa. Oh, once. It's a deal.
Okay, boom.
No, let me get it.
No.
Okay.
I got it.
Let me put down my soul. Come on.
No, please.
Let me get the tip.
Come on. You guys are really.
The tip of my soul, please. Okay, thank you. I'll get the next one.
Your soul's no good here, all right? It's fine. Okay, half my soul. Okay, all right. This is ironclad. Half my soul. The next fight Snake Teeth are in, we win.
The next fight that Snake Teeth is in, you win.
That's right.
That's a deal.
Okay.
Well, I don't like the way she smiled when you said that.
She had kind of a weird...
And I promise you numbers, Marlo, that the next fight that the collective gang of Snake Teeth fights,
numbers, Marlo,
will win.
Oh. What? Did you ever just grant a wish just to see what that would be like? Like just a regular all the way grant a wish?
Numbers, I don't want to be rude, but this rumble came out perfectly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no complaints from my end. So technically, this was a straight up what I asked for. Thank
numbers,
you. Thank
is it
you
possible
for this.
She's just fucking with you?
Yeah,
it's like, feel like maybe it's something about you.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a street kid. I didn't grow up with, I got nothing. All right, why are you messing around with me? You're gonna give him a perfect rumble, but me, you gotta jerk around this whole time.
Listen, you asked for the rumble correctly.
I'm just trying to make my street gang the most dominant street gang in Northeastia, all right?
Uh-oh.
How hard? What is the wording that I need to do this? That wasn't a wish.
I thought it was for a second.
Unless that's going to work. I'll give you half if that's going to work.
Numbers, I think you might be onto something. Maybe your wish should not be worded so specifically, but maybe you should say, grant the wish I'm thinking of, or grant me the wish that would best serve me and my needs.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not even going to put anything on this one.
You're really opening up yourself to your own subconscious.
You're putting too much mustard on the ball. Like, simplify.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, clear my mind.
Oh, but
okay.
You should try mustard on the rumble.
Oh, numbers, I hate to ask. Could I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I order those? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Put it on
the rumballs with mustard, please?
Yeah, put it on
half my soul.
Oh, wait, are we getting orders? Let me finish my order.
For the table?
Let's split souls. Let's split souls. Because otherwise, if we don't split souls, at the end, you know, I put in a third of my soul. Somebody else is like, oh, but I only had a bite of this. And it's like, well, I don't want to get into this.
Don't split souls. You're a guest in my town.
Thank you.
Okay, so some rum balls with mustard for the table. Half my soul.
Done.
Okay. Oh, boy. I'm starting to feel a little weird.
Yeah. Also, I noticed you aren't reacting as much to it. Like, the first time she took half your soul, it was like a big deal.
And now it's sort of like, eh.
Yeah.
Is that bad? Is that evidence of me losing?
Doesn't
like,
seem
I don't have
great.
A soul anymore? Yeah, it's not good.
No.
You should step on the fish.
Oh, I don't. Is that a good idea? Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Almost gone.
Oh, we're getting close. Ooh, I wonder what I'll make you into. Numbers. Numbers. Hmm.
Oh, maybe a paint by numbers?
Hmm.
A clock?
Hmm. Yeah, these are all good choice. Pitches. I want to keep hearing more.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Okay, while they're trying to figure that out.
Maybe a 2x4?
Some dice?
I want you to grant my heart's desire for half my soul.
Okay. It's done.
Son, I can't believe I found you here.
Dad?
I've been looking everywhere for you.
Where have you been?
I was lost, and I couldn't find my way back to you.
10 years ago.
I've been in the market 10 years looking for you.
What are you talking about? I'm at the market all the time. I've never seen you there.
Are you at the southeast end a lot of the time?
Oh, no. I'm at the northwest. Oh, no. Daddy.
I love you.
I missed you. I missed you so much.
Is this Papa Numbers?
Numbers is my first name. It's a gang name. It's my first name.
Oh.
It's Papa Marlowe.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Doug Marlowe.
Hey.
Just here to see my son. I just appeared here after looking around the market for all these years.
Mr. Marlowe, this is maybe none of my business, but since your disappearance, your son has really gotten mixed up with a lot of street gangs and a lot of like fighting between gangs.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm in Quick Horses, so...
Oh, nice.
That's how...
low-down son of a bitch. You're in the Quick Horses?
Yeah, I'm a Quick Horse. You know it. Quick Horses for life.
Well, then you better be ready to rumble with Snake Teeth, old man.
You're a member of Snake Teeth? My own flesh and blood?
Yeah, that's right. And you better be ready for so many knives, old man. Because I'm... covered in them. So why don't you give me a hug?
Up, and that is the fight that you just won for Snake Teeth.
No. No.
Congratulations.
No.
Numbers, I think you killed your father.
No.
She's good. Oh, Cordelia is good.
Who could have ever predicted that this would go so wrong?
Oh, and I'm trying to sit on your dad, but it's just not very comfortable. He makes a shit piece of furniture.
I mean, this is insane, but props to Cordelia for pulling that off. What a switcheroo. Getting you to kill your own father. Hats off.
Also, dude, why am I still in line? I don't want this for myself.
You're the worst. I hate you, Cordelia. But I got nothing left to live for. Take the rest of my soul. Whatever that's worth.
Now, what do you want for it?
I don't want it. It's probably... I mean, we're down pretty low at this point.
I never got a rumble.
Can we rumble for Usador for the rest of my soul?
Wait, Numbers. No, please, don't. Cordelia, I have an offer to make you. Usador, do you mind if I... Because I was third in line. Do you mind if I kind of sneak in front of you?
Yeah, sure, okay? Go ahead.
Thank you. Fine. No take backsies. Cordelia, may I approach you with an offer?
Sure, what have you got?
I have my entire soul, but I'm bartering with something else. If you give Numbers and his gang, Snake Teeth, the ability to win their rumble/fight tomorrow, I will not contact the constable about you serving an underage kid liquor.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. He got you so bad. You know how much trouble you're going to be? I'm 14. You're going to be in trouble, lady.
Oh, I could lose all 20 acres.
Listeners, did you catch that one? Be honest. Don't lie.
Honey, this is a good episode. There was patricide and blackmail here in the last few minutes. So I have to think that this is one of our best yet.
I know. This is the one we finally get a Peabody for. Also, Cordelia, I want you to throw in that I get my own gang name. We've already established that maybe it's Knack, so I would like
No, you can't give it to yourself. That cannot be negotiated.
But I had Knackless Rage. Knackless Rage. Okay. You're choosing.
Okay, it's a deal.
Yes.
You successfully blackmail me for the cost of one win at the Rumble tomorrow for Snake Teeth, not to be confused with the Snake Teeth against the Quick Horses.
Yeah, we'll deal with the Snake Teeth after we finish off the Quick Horses.
And no one tells old Connie what Cordelia has been up to today.
And I get a gang name.
In fact, you do.
Suckers get sucked.
Sounds like you've got a history with old Connie.
I do indeed.
Connie the Constable? Is she like your sister or something?
No.
I mean, your names both start with a C.
Do you think that's how families work?
How much blood have you lost?
Oh, so that's much. I've been bleeding for weeks.
You got to sit in the Reed Klein hair over there. You're not doing so well.
Numbers, hold on. You and your dad's last name both started with an M.
Oh my gosh. You're right.
So,
are you related to Connie the Constable?
If you really must know.
We must.
We dated.
Oh, okay.
And that could or could not be the reason why I actually had to leave Northeastia.
Ooh. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It sucks.
That's
breaking
rough.
Up sucks.
It's the absolute worst. You know, and it really shows you who your friends are, you know?
Yeah, because it really it's like, who came to visit you in this hut after you left town?
I'll tell you. Not a lot of people.
Wow, that hurts.
Cordelia, can I amend my wish since you haven't granted it just quite yet?
Sure.
Here's what I want. Of course, I want myself to have a stellar gang name, Killer even. I would like Numbers and his gang, Snake Teeth, to, you know, be ahead for a while in the fight. Whether they win or lose is on their own accord. They decide their own fate. And Cordelia, I want you to have whatever you want. I want to wish for whatever your wish is. But it sucks because, again, my leverage, I guess, is telling Connie the Constable. So that part sucks. I don't want to lose my soul. So I'm sorry about that. But I'm doing good against you.
Wow. My heart's desire. Well, I'll grant it. And henceforth, Snake Teeth will win. You, Badger Boy, will be Badger Boy.
That's a good name.
Yes! Oh, I love it!
I'm writing that down.
That's so good. Badger Boy, BB, little BB. Oh, yeah,
little
BB. Oh, yeah, I love it.
That's a good name. You named before?
Nobody better lay a finger on BB. What'd you say? What'd you say, Numbers?
I'm saying a Cordelia. You named before?
Yeah, have you named before?
Never.
You got a real knack for it.
Maybe your knack.
I'm Knack?
That could be your nickname.
You want Knackless Rage?
My heart's desire. I have been gifted a nickname, an honorary entry into a street gang.
That's right, Cordelia. You are a provisional member of Snake Teeth. We'll see you at the Rumble tomorrow.
We've done a lot of good here today.
Yeah, and Arnie and Usador, I realized something. We're our own little gang. We're the fast horses.
Oh, I like
that.
Yeah,
that name is available. You should take that name because somebody
will. We
should
be the fast horses.
I do like fast horses.
And maybe we have a little song like, I got a fast horse. Well, it runs real fast and it eats all the hay. Something like that. Just like, we can brainstorm.
I'm out on it.
Look, the song notwithstanding, we are clearly the fast horses now.
Yes.
I remember when you were riding on your horse.
Numbers.
It's good. Numbers. I don't know. Stop supporting my idea.
Stop supporting my idea.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you're right.
You're not part of the fast horses and you never will be.
Hey, maybe we need someone.
Hey, you got a problem with Snake Teeth? Come here.
Yeah, let's rumble tomorrow.
Yeah. No, I got to rumble tomorrow.
Oh. What time?
All right, let's get our calendars out.
Okay, yep. Okay, well, tomorrow we're rumbling. We usually rumble around noon, you know, because then you don't have to wake up too early. Yeah. And then
tonight we have an 8 o'clock dinner.
Mm-hmm. The next day.
Where are you going?
Oh, we're going to the Dolphin Throat. They have an all you can eat. Yeah.
Oh yeah. All you can eat ceviche bar. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Have you been?
I have been.
Oh, did you and Connie go there?
She got the city and I got the country, and that is just the way we split things up.
No, Cordelia. If you're a member of Snake Teeth, you go anywhere you want in Northeastia.
Cordelia, I don't want to be rude, but you say you ate at Dolphin's Throat, which famously has ceviche. Are you and ceviche related?
Oh, because of the sea.
Yeah.
No.
It was sort of a surprise before, but it did pan out, so it was worth asking.
God, what I wouldn't give to be initiated into a street gang and given a cool nickname. Add it to your vision board, Trisha. Dreams can come true. Or at least that's what most popular music implies. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Numbers Marlowe from the gang Snake Teeth was played by special guest Jeremy Bent from the improvised sci-fi comedy podcast Mission to Zix. You can also hear him on the Paramount Plus show Tuning Out the News. Cordelia Stampot the Witch was played by special guest Ali Kokesh, who you can also hear on the very funny Mission to Zix podcast. Look, you should just be listening to Mission to Zix. That's all there is to it, okay? Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern song by Andy Poland. Okay, now, how do you start a podcast? There's got to be a book lying around here somewhere, right?
All right, well, we've got reservations. Let's go.
It was nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you.
Knack, yeah. Bye, Knack. Bye, Numbers.
See you, little BB.
Aw.
Feisty the Peach.
Should we have invited them to dinner?
Arnie, sit up. Nah, we're still working on that one. I'll get back to you about that one.
I don't know. I mean, it feels like maybe we should, but I feel like if we just kind of plow forward, we
Yeah,
won't
we
have
probably.
To.
Do you two want to come to dinner with us?
Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry.
You never want ceviche before a rumble. Trust me on this one.
And I got to show up tomorrow, so.
Oh, you're in the gang now. All right, well, pleasure to meet you.
Was it?
Well, now we have to unpack this. I mean, for the most part, it was. I mean, up top, we were uncertain. You were bargaining for souls, but I feel like by the end of it, it was nice to meet you. So maybe not nice to meet you, but nice to leave you in the sense that it's hard to leave you because we grew fond of you.
Maybe our problem is that we don't take hints. Like, when someone says, was it, that's probably a good time to disengage, but we're just, like, diving deeper in.
And I never got my peach.
You brought a peach.
Yeah, you had your own peach with you.
Did you get your rumble?
Yes, but my wish was to have another peach.
For how much of your soul are you willing to barter?
No, it's still on me. It's still on me.
All right, sure.
Yeah. Numbers, thank you.
Thank you so much. No problem. Oh, no, that was the last bit.
Oh, you forgot the 20% tip. Where did Numbers go?
I like the pitch that he be turned into dice. That was a good one.
Yeah, look, there's a pair of dice on that table right there now.
Let's roll them bones. Yeah. Ow. Oh, snake teeth.